questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
And this morning we're chatting to Dr. Annika Winbo, who is a research fellow in the Department of Physiology at the University of Auckland. Kia ora, Annika. How are you this morning?
Morning, Rachel. I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. You're doing some really interesting research into quite a sort of full-on subject area. It's into long QT syndrome, which is quite a tricky heart disease or heart condition. Can you tell us a little bit about this and how you got interested in this area of research?
Yes, so I used to work as a medical doctor in Sweden, and and I have a particular interest in pediatrics, so children's heart disease, and this specific topic has always been interesting to me because these are children and families where individuals, you know, they seem completely healthy. There's nothing you can see on the heart. There's nothing visible, and they're completely healthy. And then suddenly, usually in combination with what we call a fight or flight response, during physical exercise, mm-hmm. or due to fear or emotions, the heart just gets out of rhythm, and a child will then faint or in the worst case scenario die, and this goes through families, through generations. And I've always wanted to try to help these families.
I mean, that's a really scary, really scary diagnosis to hear if your child has something like that. How do you, I guess, work out if somebody's got this? Is it something that you have to have had an episode with it to know that you've got it, if you say you can't necessarily tell on the heart from any sort of scans or anything? Or is there a way to know? Is that what you're researching at the moment?
To clinically diagnose long QT syndrome, you can either take an electrocardiogram of the heart. So that shows the electricity, if you will, of the heart, mm-hmm. how it beats. So you can measure certain bits on that ECG, which is called the QT interval. And if that is long, that is indicative of long QT syndrome.
Right.
Another way that you can do it, if you know that it's already in a family, then you can find the genetic mutation that is causing the disease. And so you can have a DNA test to see if you're carrying that mutation that's been identified in a family.
So I see that you're now working to try and understand on a kind of cellular level what the mechanics are that trigger that condition. What's your research sort of showing you so far?
Yeah, so like I was telling you before, specific thing about long QT is that those arrhythmias or these cardiac events happen during triggering or fight or flight triggering, so sympathetic triggering. And so what we are looking into in Auckland is looking, growing heart cells and sympathetic neurons from families with long QT syndrome to see how these neurons affect the heart and how they communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the interesting things that we've already found is that it's not only in the heart, which we knew before, but it's actually also in the neurons. So we've seen that the neurons from long QT patients are hyperactive. So they are actually actively pushing on this phenotype or the way that the disease causes changes mm-hmm. in the heart cells.
So is this something that you're looking at the moment for a way to be able to treat people who have got this in the future? Are there any treatments that are available for folks who have this at the moment?
Yeah. So there's currently a treatment called beta blockers that you take every day that is helpful to protect against these arrhythmias or these cardiac events. And what we want to do is be able to find, to better understand what triggers disease so that we could get targeted treatments that doesn't treat the whole body, but that mm-hmm. actually goes and treat the actual problem once we can identify it.
And so is that kind of where you're hoping your research will be able to help inform is looking at what that on the very cellular level though is needed to help get that targeted response?
Yeah, absolutely. Because before we, you know, we knew that these cardiac events happen in relation to sympathetic activation, but we didn't know why or how. And now, since we are starting to get closer to the actual sort of the roots of the problem, then we will be able to try to target that problem to get a better and safer treatment.
It sounds like really fascinating research. Thank you for talking to us a little bit about it this morning. Dr. Annika Wimbo, who is a research fellow in the Department of Physiology at the University of Auckland. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day and take care in the lockdown.
Thank you, Rachel. You too.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
Thank you.